Emily's Lawn Service by Jacob Aaron Black, based on a true story. By Saturday, Emily had a full day of grass cutting lined up. "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Matthew 25:40. One Sunday morning in early spring, 9-year-old Emily sat with her family in sacrament meeting. The bishop looked sad as he got up to make the announcements.
"The Schwartz family found out this week that Brother Schwartz has cancer," the bishop said.
Emily saw that both her parents had tears in their eyes. Emily knew that cancer was a serious illness. She was sad for the Schwartz family, too. After church, Emily was reading in the living room when she heard her parents talking about Brother Schwartz's illness.
"He's so young," Mom said.
"I know,"
Dad spoke softly.
"His medicine and treatment will cost a lot of money. I wish there was something we could do to help."
Emily looked out the window. The spring rains had made the neighborhood beautiful and green. The grass and flowers were growing fast. Seeing the yards all along the street gave Emily an idea. She ran to the kitchen to tell her parents.
"I want to help Brother Schwartz,"
Emily said with a smile.
"What do you want to do, honey?"
Mom asked. Emily pointed out the window.
"I want to mow our neighbor's lawns and give the money to the Schwartzes."
Dad smiled.
"That's a great idea, Em."
That week, Emily talked to lots of neighbors about mowing their lawns. By Saturday, she had a full day of grass cutting lined up. On Saturday, Emily pushed the mower up and down the yards in her neighborhood, all day. As she mowed, her arms and legs seemed to get heavier and heavier, but she was determined to keep going. She wanted to finish all the lawns.
"It's for Brother Schwartz,"
she kept telling herself. Her arms were sore from pushing, and her legs were tired and wobbly, but she kept mowing. Only a few more lawns to go. It was time for dinner when Emily finally finished. She walked home slowly.
"I've never been so tired in my whole life,"
she thought. After dinner, Emily walked to Brother Schwartz's house. She was excited as she rang the doorbell. Sister Schwartz opened the door.
"Hi, Sister Schwartz,"
Emily said.
"I mowed a bunch of lawns in the neighborhood and wanted to give you the money to help your family."
Emily handed an envelope stuffed with money to Sister Schwartz. Sister Schwartz started to cry.
"Thank you, Emily,"
she said.
"You're welcome. I hope Brother Schwartz gets better."
Emily turned with a big smile and headed home. She was tired from her hard work, but she felt warm and happy because she knew that Heavenly Father and Jesus are happy when we help others. And now she just couldn't stop grinning. The author lives in Utah, USA. End of the story, Emily's Lawn Service, narrated by Scott Christopher.